Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growl. It's the first edition of the 2019-2020 school year. The day is September 9th. Hello, everybody. My name is William Bazone. I am the host of the Tiger Times official podcast. Alongside me is my co-host, Maggie Mills, and we are going to deliver you some amazing school news and some national news as well. So let's get into that right now. What kind of stuff do you have prepared for us that's been happening the last couple of weeks?
All right, so the first is Hurricane Dorian, which, as most people know, was a Category 5 hurricane. It was very slow-moving, which led to more damage than most hurricanes. It completely decimated the Bahamas, where 45 people have thus far been confirmed dead and thousands are still missing. And then Dorian traveled up the coast of the United States, but it traveled more eastward than people were expecting, so it missed Florida. There was flooding in the Carolinas, Georgia, and other regions in the United States, but damage was not nearly as extensive as it was in the Bahamas. And then next, the protests in Hong Kong continue. So for a bit of history, Hong Kong used to be a British colony, but Britain handed over control to China in 1997. Hong Kong had some independent jurisdictions and rights that mainland China did not, like the right to protest, freedoms of the press, and freedom of speech. That was left over from British rule there. And Beijing has recently been saying that it has complete jurisdiction over Hong Kong, which has angered people living in Hong Kong. And the protests started to combat an extradition bill, but have now expanded to protesting what citizens call Chinese tyranny in general. And then lastly, National Security Advisor John Bolton was recently fired by Trump after the two disagreed over how to handle foreign policy challenges like Afghanistan, Iran, and North Korea. Interestingly, Bolton asserts that he resigned and wasn't fired, but whatever the case may be, Trump is now looking for the fourth national security advisor of his presidency.
That is quite a shame. That is another name that is off the boards of Donald Trump. In school news, we have the opening of Tiger Perk, our school's new coffee shop, which allows students to prepare coffees, bagels, and other pastries for the staff and senior students. So if you are interested in checking that out, it is open periods 1 through 3 and in Tiger Time as well. So make sure that you are able to buy your coffees and pick up an Einstein Brothers bagel for your nice morning in. Let's turn it over to Allie Brown now with an amazing new article about a new theme for the school year, which is called Home.
On August 19th, Superintendent Mr. Robert Hunt announced the district's theme, Home, for the 2019-2020 school year. After research, Mr. Hunt found that students and staff spend a little over 1,000 hours throughout the year doing things relevant to school, including extracurricular activities, homework, and time spent in the classroom. Therefore, Mr. Hunt created the theme Home with the intent to let students, staff, and families know that CFEVS can be a place where people feel safe and cared for just like home. On August 26th, I sat down with Mr. Hunt to discuss his opinions on the new theme. If you research what most skills parents think need to develop in young people while living in their homes, they are things like the ability to work together, to collaborate, teach kids to persevere, and to have grit, Mr. Hunt explained. These are the same things we want our students at school to learn. The last tie for me was that we had the same end game in mind. Mr. Hunt added that the hope is the community will demonstrate the partnership between home and the schools. He said it is a community effort for everyone to have and create that environment. The education and development of a child is not one sole person's or group's responsibility, and is not just the family. It's a partnership between home and school, Mr. Hunt stated.
Let's turn it over to our sports editors, Brett Radusky and Emma Livingston, with a quick sports update from the first couple of weeks of school.
Hi, it's Emma Livingston.
And Brett Radusky.
And we're here with your sports news for Sugar Falls High School. The boys' golf team is 8-2 and moves to the CVC Championship Monday the 16th, along with the girls' golf team, who is 8-4 and has a home match today at Tanglewood against Orange, and we'll also go to the CVC on Monday.
The boys' soccer team tied September 10th, 0-0, moving the record 3-3-2 for the season. The girls' soccer team is 5-0, a stellar start to the season, and they play September 12th home versus West G.
The boys' football team lost 55-0 against state champion Kenston. They will play Woodridge September 13th as a blackout for the homecoming game, as head coach I. Marino is looking to get the all-time wins as head coach in Chagrin history.
The cross-country team is looking forward to continuing their dominating start after boys and girls teams started 7-1 and 5-1, respectively, in D2 competition. The team runs an intra-squad meet Saturday the 14th at the Polo Fields, showcasing star runners Hannah Clark, Rose Hosel, Hunter Longo, and Ty Feeney, who has a 16:58.5K time, a new PR for him, so congrats to Ty Feeney.
The girls' tennis team is 5-8 and will play their next home match on September 16th at US.
Girls' volleyball is 5-4 on the year so far, and they play Friday the 13th versus Aurora, looking to boost their record to a solid 6-4 season.
We'd now like to welcome on our junior staff writer, Ellie Foley, to talk about the new physics teacher at Sugar Falls High School, Mr. Mackenzie Price.
This 2019 school year, CFHS welcomed a new physics teacher, Mr. Price. Mr. Price replaced the role of CFHS's previous physics teacher, Dr. Jacobs. Mr. Price provides a new perspective to the science department and has many goals he wants to accomplish this year. Mr. Price's goals remain to make sure all of his students feel welcome and enjoy his class no matter what they personally think about the subject. I want to find a way to have every student in my class look forward to being in my class and learning something from it. Whether they love the subject or not, it is up to them, Mr. Price said. In addition, biology teacher Mr. Ritchie confirmed Mr. Price is a significant addition to the school. I think Mr. Price is going to be a great teacher. He is highly energetic, extremely enthusiastic, and really bright. I think he has a passion to help students, and I think that he is the key to being a good teacher. I think he has a passion to help students, and I think that is the key to being a good teacher, Mr. Ritchie said. In addition to his colleague, a student from his AP Physics class shared why she likes Mr. Price in his class. I like Mr. Price because he's young, very enthusiastic about helping us learn, and does a good job of keeping us engaged, said junior Marley Graham. Students at Chagrin feel they are very lucky to have gained the new addition of Mr. Price to the school and look forward to being in his class and having him as a teacher. Mr. Price is excited for what is to come this school year. I feel like I have an opportunity to change people's minds about physics, he said.
The last article we are going to be going in-depth into is Riley Firehammer's look at the new security advances in the Chagrin Falls High School building this school year. Let's turn it over to her right now.
So this article discusses how Chagrin Falls High School experienced a vital development, increasing the security at the front entrance. This development was completed before the start of the 2019-20 school year, so it would be in full operation by the time students and staff arrive on August 20th. The problem with last year's system was that after being let in the front doors, any person could have immediately entered the hallways, classrooms, and other areas containing students. However, the new entrance design makes it far more difficult for someone to enter the school without permission. Mrs. Steelman, the high school principal secretary, says that there are interior doors, which we did not have last year, that lock at the start of the first period. This system also has other hidden safety measures, such as a film on the inside so that the glass cannot be shattered or broken. When asked whether students noticed a change in their anxiety at school due to the security update, many admitted to experiencing less anxiety during the school day, including senior Anna Kevorkian. She said, "It's nice to have that in the back of your mind, that there's no sketchy characters in the school. Before, there could have been." Mrs. Asher, the school principal, discussed how when she designed the new concept for the entrance, she wanted to avoid causing the school to feel like a jail, but still have the safety insurance. She said how walking through metal detectors and things like that can really impact the culture of the building negatively. This is a nice way to increase that security, but without having to take it to that step.
That wraps up the first edition of the 2019-2020 Growl podcast from the CFHS Tiger Times. Thank you so much again for listening. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, and also we have an Apple News page if you're looking to be up with all of the content that is being released from our paper. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again with another episode real soon.